Shir Ayin Dalet Yom Gimel Yirches Shvat.
אמר רב חייא בר אבא, רבי יוחנן בוי, רבי יוחנן had a suffix. אמר זה גושוסו משניסה אס צורוסו מאו. רבי יוחנן בוי, אמר זה גושוסו משניסה אס צורוסו מאו. Person was mazel gushosa and he died. She patted the tzora, or she doesn't pat the tzora. A mazel gushosa mishenises tzorosa mau. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Gemara has a suffix. A mazel gushosa mishenises tzorosa mau. What is the halacha of the tzora? What is the halacha of the tzor? Tzorosam out. So all of the Rishonim, Rashbo, Teisus HaRosh, Rav Avraham Minahar, Ritvo, all of them say, Bepshat. Be'etzem, we learned the whole sugya before that the Gemara discussed that shaila. If Amar Zegushosu Mishanisa Tzorosam out, Alim de Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa lo itiboy aloch. עבד אתו מקסיבו כהרייס לשני כמה כי דיבו אלו חלים את הרבונון היקר היקר או אין מיקרו יצא מדי פשוטוי לשני בסרה עלים את הרבונון לתיבו אלו כי דיבו אלו חלים את רבי יסי בן כיפה here פתאום דגמור has a nice suffix זוגן על הראשונים דגמור here is not going with רבי יסי בן כיפה א' she's not going with רבי יסי בן כיפה that holds that two maksibo kearayas. The Gemara is going a libe de rabbonon that is no two maksibo kearayas. The kevon da ayaker ayaker. So it's no two maksibo kearayas. So now the Gemara declares, you're right that it's no two maksibo kearayas, but it's a mahalach bekal v'chayma. B'muto la nesra b'asur la nekol shiken. And this is the sugya. Kiilu, as the new sugya forgets about the friyodike sugya, Avad to Maksiba Karayas, we're not going with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. Avad the Alibe the Rabbanon, Ayaker, Ayaker is not to Maksiba Karayas. But maybe it's a new reason to start to declare Mitzad the Kal Vachoyma. This is what all the Rishonim learn. And Bederich HaEmes, Mistam Metz Emes. Mistam HaRishonim Zagdos. Bederich HaEmes, this Sugya Kilo is a new Sugya. Rabbi Kotler, when he started the Shur Kloli, I hope maybe in the end will come, he said, the Rishonim say, we never saw Shas a Zach and Shas. A whole page, a whole suffix, forget about the whole suffix. Now we're starting from fresh. No Tumaksiba Karayas, no Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. We're going without no Tumaksiba Karayas. We're starting from a new angle. Stop, Enechanami, no, Absalom Alech, stop. No Tumaksiba Karayas. We're clearing a nice shayla. Sidor Kalvachoymer, Mishtokin Kalvachoymer. The Val, we're learning like the Rishonim. Aore from Rabbanan, Aore. All the Rishonim told us that we forget about the Friyodike Sugya, and we're starting a fresh Sugya, no Tumaksiba Karayas, a suffix if we say Kalvachon Meronat. But Ramada, we have to remember, as Rabbanan had a Afroa here, it's good. So it's not mashma. Lama Yitzchon de Gemara, as Evi the Rishonim. Omer Rabbi Barabbe, Rabbi Yechonon Boya, Marzi Yusol, Jenis, Tzoros, Amal. Why are you not mesupik on yourself? If you don't learn Tumak Sibba Karayas. So b'mele, even she herself could do Yibum. Why are you mesupik on the Tzora? Before we learned Tumak Sibba Karayas. So we're mesupik on the Tzora. But if you don't learn Tumak Sibba Karayas, so be mesupik on herself. He goofa like Tiboyali, the Amrin and Kalvachoyma. B'muta lo Nesra. B'osu lo lekol sheken. Ki kabi bayali tzorosu mai. Mi olim kalvachoyma le mitche tzore oloi. No suffix. Avada we say kalvachoyma bemuta la nesra beosul ala kol shekem. But the suffix is mi olim kalvachoyma le miftar tzore or not. What is the suffix? Mi olim kalvachoyma le miftar tzore or not. She's potrats kalvachoyma. If it's enough to part of the tzore. No, it's beirim in the suffix. We'll use it like Gemara. Mi olim kalvachoyma le miftar tzore or not. No, no. What? Suffix. Mi olim kal vachem, mi iftar tzor anat. No lamdus inside it, bats, and the mother doesn't explain nothing. I hear, you say kal vachem, you don't say kal vachem. Mi olim kal vachem, mi iftar tzor anat. And the Gemara said the second Nusach, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mas Mihochi. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba Boi Rabir, Amar Zikushos Mishas Mau. Omer Lech, Rav Ami Vitiboy Lech Tzoros. So the Gemara, Tzoros Olay Kami Boi Li, Delay Olim Kal Vochem Ola Mitra Tzoros. Kal Vochem? Elo Ki Kami Boi Li Gufe. Mi Olim Kal Vochem Ola Kami Mitzvah Olay? You say Kal Vochem Ola Not. It's the Lashon HaGemara, it's a Bizlanel. Mi Olim Kal Vochem Ola Kami Mitzvah Olay? That's the Gemara. Stock in Rashi. Rashi said, "The mother of the Shemes Nesot Chilok Shnashim v'Chazar Rishon v'Yirzir Lo, v'Asul Lo Miolim Kal V'Chayim V'Ma'ay Kal V'Chayim." This Gemara needs a lot of pshat. And I want to mesader it. It's a lot of drachim. We'll try to go the Derech Zu to try to be makif. The Gemara says, "It's a Kal V'Chayim." The mother of Nesra v'Asul Lo Leikol Shike. And the suffix lishmekame is mi olim kal vachomer lemiftar tzora or not. And the second suffix, and the kal vachomer alein mi olim kal vachomer b'makim mitzvah or not. Lo mei pzachon learning pshat. Why she's asur on the yavam kal vachomer b'mutar lo neesro? She was asur on the husband b'asur lo lekol sheken. So now. She's also the mutar lo neesra, but also lo lekol sheken. So she goes and she marries the yavam. What is the avera she's over? We have a kal v'chomer. She's over on the kal v'chomer. So what do you give someone that is over on a kal v'chomer? What punishment? She didn't listen to us. We tell her the mutar lo neesra, but also lo lekol sheken. Okay. She didn't listen and she does a beer. What happens? What is the isul? All of the Rishonim is Mashma. We'll start. The Ramban and the Ritvo and the Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph B'teich HaDvorim. The Ramban says Azei. Aval Marzik Rushosoi Deloi Ksiv Botume Ke'arayes Marzik Rushosoi Deloi Ksiv Botume Ke'arayes Harehi Kechai Ve'lavin Aval Marzik Rushosoi Deloi Ksiv Botume Ke'arayes Harehi Kechai Ve'lavin V'chayeves Bechalitza. The Ritva calls Chai Velavin V'chayeves Bechalitza. The Rashbo and the Teisarosh call her Chai Velavin. What is the love? The Alponov. By the husband was a love. Lo yuchal baylo rishon lo shuv elekachto. B'mutor lo nesro, b'osur lo lekol sheken. The same love that the Baal had. The same love the Yavam has. He gets Bekal V'chaymer the same love. This is the Lashon HaRishonim. The same love. B'mutar lo neesra, b'asur lo lekol sheken. Is a love on the Baal, is a love on the Yavam. So vite that the Ritva says in Yud Aleph or Mud Aleph that if the Yavam will do beer, he's allowed to. So why the Gemara says he's not allowed to? Gzeire bi'a rishayna to bi'a shnir. So the Ritva calls it a real chai velavim. The Rashba and Ramban also call it chai velavim. But the Ritva takes it to the next step. Zog the Ritva, it's such a chai velavim. Shimbo alukonu. Now why you're not allowed to do it? As they be every chai velavim, the Gemara says in Dafchov, Gazrin and Gzeira be a Rishoyna to be a Shnia. Here also is a Gzeira be a Rishoyna to be a Shnia. Sarei lefoneinu, Ramban, Rashbo, Teisarosh, and Ritva. So the Rishoyim stam said the Loshen. Harei ke chai velavim, vechayeves bechalitza. The Ritva takes it to the next step. He says that be'etzem midairaise esedei chaloisese. And if esedei chaloisese, and bemele, you could do ibu. Now why you cannot do Yibum? Gzeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnir. We saw the same thing in the Kesef Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Zayin Mehilchos Yibum Vechalitza says that if b'dieved you do Yibum, it's not Chal. Amar Zigushosoy Mishenises. Ptura min Yibum, we pass in La'aloche, ve'lo peter etzaroso. Pass in lo'olim kal v'chayim ala miftar tzaro. Zog the Magid Mishnah, v'imbalu leikom, as they be almane lekoin gadol that ain esa deicha leisa seveese imbalu leikonu. Here also imbalu leikonu. Frek de kesef mishne, and the Bishmul brings it down in Kufa and Dalet. Frek de kesef mishne and the Taz. Why? Tor Rabbeinu. Here is only a lav. Belav esa deicha leisa se imbalu konu. Why the Magid Mishnah said that if a person will marry this Yavama, it will not be chal because the Kal v'chomer Torah Beinu Shedima Oisoy le'almana le'kohen gadol she'almana le'kohen gadol ein esa deicha leisa se ve'ese. Over here, it's only a chay ve'lavi. The Bishmul brings it down from the Taz. The Bishmul answers, no, it's different. We'll see later the answer of the Bishmul. But I want, before the answer of the Bishmul, I want to remind me again the Pashtes Advorim. Pashtes Advorim, but Gdele Oilom, Ritva said, in Baal Ukonu, it's a Chai Velavim. You remove the Lav from the Baal to the Yava. The Rishonim call it Chai Velavim, and the Ritva says, in Baal Ukonu, the Megid Mishnah Paskin Zavadeh, she's potu miyimu, in Baal Ukonu. Aber sagt der Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand why you medame to al malo ke in golo dal zlo yisa seve hese. Hoche ein lo yelo lav be alme. Elo lav be alme. Ve has to be in bo alu konu. Ese deich alo yisa se. Aber adem, in the Rabbanon, you can't do the Yibum, I understand. Aber in the Rabbanon, you can't do the Yibum. So they learned, ke pshutoi, vashkof o rishoyino, shlav alef of the suge, so nur mo lav. Aber azay, the Rashash also learned like that. Comes the Rashash and he says, so what is the tzad of the Gemara if olim kal v'chayim ala miftar tzor? Dayo ile bo min adin li yoiz kenidoin. Chay v'lav im patar tzor? No. It's kal v'chayim, you slept over the lav. You slept the lav. You managed. You slept the lav. A lav doesn't patar. Dayo ile bo min adin li yoiz kenidoin. If he will have a lav himself, he can patar tzor. If he has a lav himself, he can patar tzor. So how it could be if he managed to schlep a right alive or part of the Torah? I'm just telling first. The Rashash says v'yesh liyashin. He doesn't say what. We'll try to figure out. But the Rashash again was learning as a normal love. As a normal chay v'lavi. We said the Rishonim called it chay v'lavi. The Rishonim called it chay v'lavi. Ritva called it Chai V'Lavim, the Kesef Mishnah called it Chai V'Lavim. The Rashash takes and he's asking the first Shaila. If it's a Chai V'Lavim, Frek the Rashash, he doesn't understand what is the tzad of the Gemara of Olim Kal V'Choyim Ala Miftar Tzorah? Hayala Ala Das Chai V'Lavim Kod Patra Tzorah? One Kasha. Reb Nochem Frek the Tzveite Kasha. Look at the bottom tesis here in the Amud. Mi Olim Kal V'Choyim Ala Mitch Tzorah. La Oysro La Yibum Kami Boyele. לפוטר מן החליצה לא ימי בו אליי. אפילו לי יש, היא גופו, כי נאום בברכם את הסויטו. חליצה שיניץ, לכל וחוי מרקל אוני פאטר מייבום, חליצה שיניץ, like the Gemara and Soita says, why? Because the Kal V'Chomer comes from the Baal. ומה אילו איסה לבעל, מי לא יבוא יגט? השתה בו יחליצה. פרק רב נוחם, you had a sad in the world, and חייבלה אבי בפוטר מחליצה? Why does this has to say it? Okay, the answer is, if you had a tzad that the path is mi'ibum, but again, for example, what is the tzad that chay v'lavim would path to michalitza? It's a regular chay v'lavim. Chay v'lavim could path to michalitza? It's a regular chay v'lavim. Chay v'lavim could path to michalitza? Chay v'lavim cannot path to michalitza. What? Chay v'lavim cannot path to michalitza. So, Teisa says it doesn't pattern, and the Gemara explains, because it came from the Baal, and the Baal alone, Elisa the Baal, Miloy Boy again, Hashnami Boy Chalitza. These are two starke shailas. Two starke shailas. What is the tzad of Olim Kal V'Chomer? If you're the Pashtes Advorim, then it's a regular love. Azel, but the love the Baal has, also they have. How it could pattern the Torah, and what is the tzad of the Gemara? Teisa says that it will be Potom Michalitza. More oimek, more oimek. Tesis in Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis says, what would be if the Baal, a person is married to his wife, and he becomes a Ptsua Dako. Ptsua Dako. The Simoni Zachus become Pogum. He becomes a Ptsua Dako. There's something that happens. The only thing that could happen and psulim later. Mamzer, you can't become a mamzer. Cholol nosin, you can't become. What you could become, one of the only psulim that you could become is a psula dako. You become a psula dako, you got a mako, and you became a psula dako. Khrushchev a psula dako. Now you die. Your brother could do yibum or not. So Taisa say kal vachoyma. Memudol anes rabba asula lekol sheken. As I frag Taisis. Taisis and Saita doesn't have an answer. Taisis later pedadum udbe says an answer. Later in the shiur we'll try to figure out what is the teretz. But we need a kasha of Taisis. Taisis wanted that a psua dako that died, you can't do yibum. Why? Now I want to ask you a shali. I want to ask you a shtarki kashi. Bishleime, the love of machzer grushosoi, I could hear that you could copy it to the yovel. How? You're not allowed to remarry your wife. He also is not allowed to remarry your wife. Because it's a yibum. Soito. She's also to you, so she's also to him. I could hear that you could give him the same kind of love, sort of. Psua dako, how you are giving the love? How you are giving the love? How you are giving the love of psua dako? What do you tell him? What? You not allowed to marry her? Why? You're psua dako. I'm not psua dako. What do you tell me? I'm not psua dako. Mazik Roshoso, I'm remarrying a marriage. That marriage, he cannot remarry. I also cannot remarry because I'm b'mokim abal koi. So you could give me that name. Here you could call me a psua dako. What? Yeah, I'm not a psua dako. But Yitzi, I'll make a chalfer. I'll make it a chalfer. I have 10 more wives. I'm allowed to stay with them. Yes. What is the love of psua dako? Lo yovoi bikal Hashem. I'm allowed to bo bikal Hashem now or not? I'm asking Rabbi Yishtar Beis Din. I have 10 wives. I'm allowed to love Bikol or not? You're allowed to love her? Lo yovi dikal Hashem. I'm yovi kal Hashem and ish bikal Hashem. What? Well, one second. You're answering or you're saying a different pshat nikal v'chayma? But we'll get to that. We're trying to build different pshat nikal v'chayma. The achronim learn is a regular love. As a regular laugh. This is only a maremokim to you that it's not the pshat, a copy of that laugh to me. What is the asroi? What is the asroi? Marzigu shosu, isoito. What do you tell me? Ptsu adako? Benishkim ptsu adako? Benishkim ptsu adako? What? Marzigu shosu, I said I could. If I will ask, someone will answer. The Marzigu shosu is to remarry this marriage. I'm remarrying for him, so I'm not allowed to be Marzigu. It's also kind of Marzigu the issues ameis. I'm Marzigu that issues. And if he's not married to her, I can't take it. So I'm Marzigu that issues. I could hear it. You want to ask the deer? Ask the deer. So deer, the said, maybe we cannot ask it. But in Psua Daka, we have it closed. The fourth Shaila. Everybody, shh. Someone mechavet to the Shaila already. The first child is as a, the whole kavuchomer is a bluff, in the way that you learn in the kavuchomer till now. Be muto lo nesro, be osur lo lekol shekem. Aridei shesach is muto. So what is the kavuchomer? Why it's called osur lo? She's muto. Aridei shesach is muto leibum. So why? And if the shir is a netzutra, so raif the gemara that's tchuya. What? What yeah? So no rishonim that it's utra. What do you mean yeah? It's enough that there's one rishon in the world that is all utra. But we have Reis and the Sutra also, right? Ramban Aster HaSa'odom, Shabashol, Rabbonon, it's enough. So it's enough to ask the Shaila. I can think the guy has the Kashi even in the Tchuyah. But let me frag him all if he's the Tzalev Utro. And he says, I'm Mutter Leibu. Mutter Le Nesra, but also, She's not also. Reish Yisachar is mutter. I will ask it stärker. Reish Yisachar now is mutter bepashtus yet. No, it's a lot. Lefi de Ritvo, in Baal Ukono. Lefi de Ritvo, in Baal Ukono. Reish Yisachar is mutter. So she's stuck in that also. She's stuck in mutter. She's stuck in mutter to him. She's stuck in mutter to him. So what's the Kal Vachayma? Memutter la Nesra, be Osro la Lekoshikem? That's no svara. And I said, if it's mutter, bechlo aloi, so it's not. Reish Yisachar she'ele bonim is mutter leibum. Reish Yisachar, the Loshon
HaRas.
Well, you want to say a different shot? Well, so what? But this one is mutter. No. Again, you want to do a different shot? Lama Shana, but she's mutter to him to Yibum now. So why? She's mutter to Yibum. Say it. She's mutter. It's mutter. Again, you want to go... You're trying to say a different shot. We'll get to the different shot. We want first... Was a pshat that the Rashash, Rebbe Elchanan, when they stelled their kasha, they understood pshat as a love, that the asroi of the love is that love of the Baal goes over to the Yavam. We said, L'sheinus harishoinim, ritven kesef mishne. We were miyasa that this is the love. What was the why? Maybe 10 years ago. What is the kal v'choymer? The mutter on Esra, but also this can also as mutter. It's a kushya dako. I'll tell you, Reb Nochem asked this kasha. A lot of asked the kasha. I was misupikif to say this kasha. I was misupikif to say this kasha. But while some people came to ask me already today, so why today some people hold us your kasha? So nochamo. So the vile again. I want to remind me to say the radvorim. I was like to asach asach drochim here. But if we go by derech hamelech, we could go gleich to the pshat. We said l'shoynes harishoynim is mashma that it's a love. Ritva kesef, mishne v'chule. And then we had four eores. The Rashash, mechetese to pater tzoro. Reb Nochem, mechetese, that'll be a shayla and the chalitza. Mechetese, will pater the chalitza. What is the salkedaitach of Teisves and Khrushchevcho? What is the salkedaitach of Teisves and Khrushchevcho that you will have a love? How he could have a love? And it's not Teisves Teretz. And that pedalo would be the Bahamas Chiliash. And the Tifer Shaila, it's not called Bemutol and Esra, but also in the Kol Sheke. Zogt Reb Nochem, Sefer Kufpe Gimel, Kufpe Dalet, Reb Elchonon says it, and Nusach Sheloi, and Simen Dalet, Ois Yud Aleph. Ayoitza mi ben Shteim, we'll say. The Pshat is as a, Chas V'Sholem, you can't take the love from the Baal and give it to the Yovam. Lo yale al adas kal v'chaymo bizmorgum. V'chayon shi min adin, lo yale al adas. The pshat in the kal v'chaymo is, ba'etzem everyone is a ish esach. And ish esach is also, no vos, is a heter in parshas yibum. Zog de gemore is a kal v'chaymo. Bemutar lo ne'esro, באסור לא לכל שכן במותר לא נאסרו באסור לא לכל שכן איף במותר לא איף במותר לא השם gave a איסור to this marriage אבדה he will not give a heter to the parsha סיבו so what is the איסור? איש אסך I'm not trying to say the word איש אסך דבר the gather of the קלבחיימר is אסי נשתוק אין את ריבו Mele bleibt der Isha Sach. Aber der Kalvachoymer ist, as is no heter Yibu. Bleibt der Isur Isha Sach. Aber now to be Madgish. We're holding in Shlav Beis. To Madgish in Shlav Beis. Zog der Ritvo. Aber what is the level of the Isha Sach? Achai veladim dike Isha Sach. Im Boal Ukonu. But the other that's chal zog der Ritvo. Zog der Kesef Mishnah im Boal Ukonu. I'm not saying that they didn't learn Pshat and we're learning different. We say everyone is learning like us. But they learn Pshat as the gather in the Kal V'Chomer is that it's a Ishesach, a love dike Ishesach. It takes, the Ainu, Why not every 6 days? I only have a kal v'chomer on alav. Val, it's also in a pechina from alav. The Torah will not be matirit afazei bayit. The Torah will not be matirit afazei bayit. Will bleib do the gedra from alav. So bleib the alav. Let me tell you some of the word. As a love of Eishesach, zog de ritvo in Baal Ukonu. Zog de kesef mishne in Baal Ukonu. Biyoso poiteres tzoroso. So we'll start. B'meile, we can't have a kashe from b'muto l'nesra b'osu l'lekol sheken. This is the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is b'muto l'nesra b'osu l'lekol sheken that will not be the heter and the blind the shame Eishesach. Lashon Rashi and Soito, and the Meiri and Soito, as the Ishesach comes back. But this is what he means. See, in a second I will explain it. This is what I'm coming to say. Memele, we don't have a kashim mutal anesra b'osul akoshiken, I is not osul lo hafakel, dosi guf nekal b'chaymer. Second kashim. Ptsuadaka. We didn't mean that he will be a ptsuadaka. He's ishkin ptsuadako. Ishesach. Val is a psuadaki, but blind the Eishesach. Aber what Eishesach devil? Eishesach? A chavelam dik Eishesach. Don't ask me what, we found a half Eishesach? I found the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis. Azor Eshomanu, Ayin Eshminayin, Fid Rishonim, it means Eishesach. The Erva part is the Tzora, Azor the Gemara, will be a love, Mishkel Kol. The Gemara doesn't have a problem with it. Azor Eshomanu, Ayin Eshminayin, and Lo Yivne, we said in all of the Rishonim, it's called Eishesach. More right, about two will be enough. We found Azor Chesach, in Gemara Arucho, Ayin Eshomanu, Azor Eminayin, the Erva part is the Tzora, if you all the Rishonim, Chutz Paras Yosef, it means Eishesach. When I've done the Gemara says, Azor Shomanu, Oynesh Minayin, and the Loivne, we saw the whole Kir and all the Rayas, that the Loivne meant the Ishazach. So the Meiri, Mefush Meiri, that's called the Ishazach. On Rayas, we can talk about it. I just want to build it and then we'll get Shlav Bishlav. So, Nachabot, we are changing that it's not a regular Chavilavim, it's a Lav and Ishazach. But the Rishonim learned that it's a regular Eishesach, till the Ritva says that this is Eishesach in Baal Ukonu. Zog de Bishmuel, Avada in Baal Ukonu. Why? Why in Baal Ukonu? It's only a Chai Velavi. Zog de Bishmuel, I'm going in the same Madrege. It's only a Chai Velavi. Why in Baal Ukonu? Azevi Alman Ukonu Godu. So in the case of Mishnah, you got it wrong. Al-Malukah and Golos Leisus of Eser. Here it's only a Leisus. Right? This is the case of Mishnah. This is the Bishmuel, the Taz. Zog the Bishmuel, Kufa in Dalet Dalet, you're right. Why Al-Malukah and Golos in Baal Ulaikonu? Because Ein Eser Deich Leisus of Eser, so Hashem doesn't want Mitzvah Sibum here, so Mele in Baal Ulaikonu, right? Eser Deich Leisus of Eser, but you have it in Baal Ulaikonu. But Ein Eser Deich Leisus of Eser, so in Baal Ulaikonu. Aber azei, zog de Bishmuel, if the svar is b'mutar lo nesra b'osur lo lekol sheken, here Hashem did not want to be matir de Eishesach, so is a svar to say that Hashem took him out of Parshas Yibum. Hashem does not want Parshas Yibum. It's not the pshat is a zaitik alav. It's a love in the Parshas of Yibum. It's a mute in the Parshas of Yibum. While it's a love in the Parshas of Yibum, it's a mute in the parsha of Yibum. While it's a love in the parsha of Yibum, it's a mute in the parsha of Yibum. The male is like the Bishmuel in Baal Ulaikonu. It's the lesson of the Bishmuel. Baal. It's no shaykh, it's the dire. אבל מרזיק רשוסי מקל וחוימה ילפינן דאסור ליובום ליבום אם כן מדי רייסה אסור ליבום סולק אלמי מרדעס עדיך הלויססה And Be'etzem, the Teres Advorim Be'etzem, Rebbe Elchanan says, in Ois Yud, Simen Dalet Ois Yud, and Ois Yud Aleph. It's not a Zaytik a Kal V'choymer. It's a Kal V'choymer in the Parsha Sibu. So Tzadikas of Mishneh understood, yeah, but it's not more from a lav. And B'meil Eval Yibum is Deich Alav, so B'meil, it's like the name. This is what the Dimoy of the Magin Mishneh. Azevi Loises of Be'etzem. When there's a mute in the Parsha, they're out of the Parsha. So while when they're out of the Parsha, B'meila, they don't have the Mitzvah Yibum. Here, B'meila, they also don't have a Mitzvah Yibum. So B'meila, we'll go to the next step. The Fidus Derech of the Bishmuel. So Be'etzem, I will call the Bishmuel a step three. The Hainu. We had a Tzad, Stam Chai Velavim. We ask Kashas. The Teretz is as Eishes Achdi Kechai Velavim. But the Ritvo understood yet, שיטס יוחי דרית ונגצף משנה פצנו מרחה ולאבים ססה עשה דרך אלייס עשה סעים בא עלו קונו זוג דה בשמול, you're right אבל it's much more from that, it's not סתם החי ולאבים it's חי ולאבים that is a mute in the parasha of Yibum so עבד if it's נסמל from the parasha of Yibum עבד אם בא עלו לא יקונו ופשוט עבד שאם בא עלו לא יקונו it's פשוט הזה שאם בא עלו לא יקונו it's פשוט שאם בא עלו לא יקונו ויגלה B'meile, we'll go l'fi the Bishmuel, and this is the derech of Rebbe Elchanan and Rebbe Nochem. We have the answer, sign the Rashash's kasha, and sign and Rebbe Nochem's kasha. Zog teise, so maybe it's partu michalitze. It's a afkoi from the parsha. It's a afkoi from the parsha. If it's a afkoi from the parsha, was a tzad that b'meile, she doesn't have to have chalitze. Hashem was memayetur from parsha zibum. Val Hashem was memayetur from parsha zibum. Val the Teir was memayetur from parsha zibum. While the Torah was memayder from Parsha Sibum, b'meile. While the Torah was memayder from Parsha Sibum, b'meile. Maybe she doesn't need chalitza also. Maybe she doesn't need chalitza. She's nismayed from the Parsha of Yibum. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan. So b'meile, the Gemara had a tzad that it will patter the tzara. Why the Gemara had a tzad that will patter the tzara? So if you need chores to patter the tzara, there's no chores. I can't answer. Aber sagt der Belchanan, der Belchanan says it in his Nusach, noch im says it a little bit leichter. Es ist a reyes patu de Zorro. Es ist ach patu de Zorro. Here I have the Erwe, ve es ist ach. You're right, I don't have the Erwe bekol tokfo. I have it lei bekol tokfo. No, that's klar the Gemara. Mi olim kal vachoyim ala miftar Zorro, oi lai olim kal vachoyim ala miftar Zorro. It's es ist ach. It's not bechol tokfo, it only came through the kal vachoymer, aber it's eish esach. Mi olim le miftar tzoro, oi lai olim le miftar tzoro, oi lai olim le miftar tzoro. Das ist gufe des Sofak von der Gemara. Das ist gufe des Sofak von der Gemara. So if we mind me the dvori, the shlav, the third shlav, that is beetzem the shlav we're learning. We're learning beetzem that the gather of the kal vachoymer is that b'mut ol ha-nesra b'osul ol ha-kol shekin that the eish esach doesn't have a heter. The Ishesach doesn't have a heter. B'mutal ha-nesro, aber b'osul ha-lekol shekin, the Ishesach doesn't have a heter. Aber the gather is that it's mufka von Parshe, weil this Ishesach is isur le-yibu. It's a afkoi von de Parshas yibu. It's a milt in the Parshas yibu that she will not have a heter yibu. B'meile, weil she will not have a heter yibu, min ba'alu lo-ikonu, sagt the Bishmuel. Aber she's mufka from the parsha. B'meile, maybe she's potu michalitze. The Teretz is, ilu isu lebal, she can be potu from chalitze. Aber be'etzem, hakert. We'll be shver taket to understand why she's not potu michalitze. Aber she's not potu michalitze. B'meile, we had a tzad that she could patu the tzoro. So Rebbe Elchanan, if you see Rebbe Elchanan on the side, he makes it a droshes. Vamemotzinu me'arayes, and there's no pirche tzad ha-shove. He says more droshes dik. Rebbe Elchanan, the way he says it. We found arayes pater. Rebbe Elchanan says it as I'm Amish like words. We found arayes that a potu me'ibum be pater. She's also potu me'ibum, so maybe she will pater. As I sold hekesh. She's ach patters, arayes patter. She's a erve. You're right, she's a erve on the chorus. But she's a erve that is mufka from Parshas Yibum. Klar de Gemara, mi olim kal vachoyim ala miftar tzora, oi lai olim kal vachoyim ala miftar tzora. Das ist gufe des Sofak von der Gemara. Das ist gufe des Sofak von der Gemara. Till here, this is the source of the Shmaisa Ebe Pshitas. The source of the Shmaisa Ebe Pshitas. Now that we have the tzusa, the shmaisa bepshitas, I want to go to the next step. But listen carefully. And the next step, be'etzem, is Rav Kiva Eiger. After we learn like the Bishmuel, that she's mufka from the parsha, Kal v'choyma says she's not in the parsha Sibum, Zot Rav Kiva Eiger, I want to take it now to the next step. Zot Rav Kiva Eiger, listen carefully. Now the next step. I can take it now to the next step, Zot Rav Kiva Eiger. She's mufka from the parsha? If she's mufka from the parsha, Zot Rav Kiva Eiger, if you will do bia, you chayev koras. There'll be chayev koras. If you mufka from the parsha, so b'meila you chayev koras. She's mufka from the parsha. One second. We said that she's mufka from the parsha. Listen carefully. Not to get mixed up. Step Aleph, stam chay velavim. Step Bet, eishesach. Step Gimel, it's eishesach. And she's mufka from the parsha in bo'alu leikonu. So someone that is mufka from the parsha, let eishesach to come back. No shayas tekal v'chaymo. Let eishesach to come back. אמינות, זה רבי רב קרינג זה איזה קשה, אבל לא ממחן החשב. If she's mufka from the parsha, I'm going to feed the bishmuel. The bishmuel learns that she's mufka from the parsha. And in Baalu lo ikonu. So if you learn that she's mufka from the parsha, in Baalu lo ikonu, Chayvelavim ve'eser. The Mishnah Melech wanted to say. So I'll give you the marshal. Chayvelavim ve'eser. Yitzi. Chayvelavim ve'eser. The Mishnah Melech said that Yishesach comes back. The chorus comes. So lefi the tzad of Mishnah Melech it comes back. But we have a tzad that it comes back. She's mufka from the parshat. Why she's mufka? We explained it for 20 minutes. Why? I'm not going to get it. She's mufka from the parsha or not? Yes or no? If she's mufka from the parsha, let the Yishesach to come back. Rav Kiva Eiger says la halacha that the Yishesach comes back. Where is the Rav Kiva Eiger? We mentioned him 3 days ago in Shir. We said him Baal Chove. We said this Rav Kiva Eiger Baal Chove. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Mamrim. Zoken Mamre that said that a lady doesn't have to drink Meisoito. The Rambam says it's called a Zoken Mamre because it could cause chorus. Why? Because when he dies, the brother will marry her. So what if he will marry her? A reisoito that has to drink is called a soito sofek. The reason the brother can't marry her is a kal v'chomer. So what is the shaykh has to call us? Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, shteido in Rambam, that while you potu from the parsha, if you potu from the parsha, the Yishesach comes back. So we have to answer. Aber an Soito and Kal V'Chomer steht klar that when you have a Kal V'Chomer, you move from the Parsha, the Yishesach comes back, the chorus comes back. I'm not saying that everyone has to learn like that. Aber Rav Kiva Eiger, but that's a Rambam learns like that. This is Be'etzem, the fourth step of the Sugya. What? How it comes back? I'm not asking. I'm just saying first. Lemais, if you do a beer, you be chayev koras or not? Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, you be chayev koras. You be chayev koras. אז זה רבי קיבי, רבי חייב קורץ. I'm not saying that everyone has to hold like that, but אז זה שטייטן רבי קיבי? אז זה שטייטן רבי קיבי? So בעצם, and here the kasha starts. And here the kasha starts. So we could learn stam chayvei lavin mamer zaitik, and for sure they should say, we'll not come back. Now I want to go back to the four steps of the ois cheshbon. If we learn it's a zaitik elav, so for sure the Ishizach doesn't come back. And no Chayvelavim, the Ishizach comes back. And no Chayvelavim, the Ishizach comes back. Chayvelavim is no Ishizach, in Baalukonu. Then we learn that it's Ishizach. But if the of Mishnet was in a level of a lav, then in Baalukonu. So then for sure the chorus didn't come back. Lefi step two, the chorus didn't come back. Even in Baalukonu. Now we are saying Lefi the Beis Shmuel that the gather of the Kal V'Chomer is Hafkoy from the Parsha. The gather from the Kal V'Chomer is Hafkoy from the Parsha. Well, it's a gather of Hafkoy from the Parsha. But mainly we had a tzad that this Ishesach could part of the Tzoro. We had a tzad that this Ishesach could part of from Chalitze. Does it a suffer from the Gemara? Zogt Rav Kiva Heger, so I will take it now to the next step. So lefi de Beis Shmuel, the chorus will come back. So b'meilah, dosi de pshat in the Rambam. So the blue Rav Kiva Heger is daf Yud Alef. The Rambam, forget the kesef mishnah l'shitos, it's like a still magid mishnah. But the kesef mishnah l'shitos, he has the kasha. How the Rambam says that the zoken mamre shehoiro she'eino tzricho lishtois, and he caused that she will fall a yibum. He caused the chorus. Why he caused the chorus? Fake the kesef mishneh. It's only a kal v'chomer. It's not seito vaday. Seito that doesn't have to drink means was a seito sofek. So b'meile we pass that it's only a kal v'chomer. So he caused the love. Why he caused the chorus? As I afraid the kesef mishneh magin mishneh, and we said all different terutzim nafkamina of the bs koyin nafkamina all different tayers. זוג דם כבהגר, ואני ראה להניר סדייתי, שכיוון שפטורו מן המצווה, הבל איש אסאח שלו במוקר מצווה, שהוא חייב קורס. If it's out, it's קורס. And רב כבהגר is פושט to him as a. If you want to ask רב כבהגר, what do you hold here? קורס. If you want to ask רב כבהגר, what do you hold in our suge? He will answer right away, קורס. He's asking, so he asks the kasha, no, why it doesn't part of the Torah? He says that every time when there's no mitzvah, that Magid Mishnah also stelt Chavilavim Vese, that when there's no afkoi from the mitzvah in Baru Lekonu. The Tzushtel is the Magid Mishnah, the Tzushtel also. And then the Bishmul build it up from that Tzushtel. And every time when you move from the Parsha, the Ishazach comes back. So it's even worse. So it's even better. Now, we'll have the kasha. No, if the chorus came back, and here all of you will answer right away, but here we have to have a tisefetz. If the chorus came back, so why the chorus doesn't part of the Torah? If the chorus came back, so what is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? If Olim Kal V'Chayim Elim Miftar Torah or not, the chorus came back. If the chorus came back, let it to part of the Torah. What is the answer? Yes. If the chorus came back, so let it to part of the Torah. What? The Marzer Gushos say the chorus came back. So she's a Arayas. If she's a Arayas, let it to part of the Torah. Let it to part of the Torah. What is the answer? If the chorus came back. What? If the Ishesach came back. If the Ishesach came back, let that Ishesach to part of the Torah. Let the Ishesach to part of the Torah. What? If the Ishesach, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Mi olim kal v'chayim alem miftar tzora or not? The Gemara has a suffix if olim kal v'chayim alem miftar tzora or not? What is the suffix of the Gemara if olim kal v'chayim alem miftar tzora? Oy loy olim, sidok kores, arayes, arayes part of the Torah? Arayes part of the Torah? Try, Arai is part of the Torah. Arai is part of the Torah. So if Arai is part of the Torah, Zog de Welt, no, what is the Talent? Muzman Zogin, Reb Chaim, Eishe Sachte Memele. Muzman Zogin, Reb Chaim, Aleph Beis, Eishe Sachte Memele doesn't batter the Torah. What? I'm going to ask you. Eishe Sachte Memele doesn't batter the Torah. No, Eishe Sachte Memele doesn't batter the Torah. This you have to answer. Lefir Rab Kiveiger. Kiveiger says, Claude, that the Eishes Ach comes back. If the Eishes Ach comes back, so why doesn't Pater the Tzorah? The answer has to be, why doesn't Pater the Tzorah? Right, the answer has to be, why doesn't Pater the Tzorah? What is the third? Because it's Eishes Ach the Memele. Why Einus is Eishes Ach the Memele? It's a lot of things, man. Who are going to learn this? Reb Chaim said Eishes Ach the Memele. It fits here or not? He asked in Akash Eishes Ach the Memele. It's Svarim on Eishes Ach the Memele. But we have your answer of Eishes Ach the Memele or not? No, the Shaila is... Here we have one more step that we have to go. Duch this chaylik. If it's Eishes Ach the Memele, so what is the tzad of the Gemara that it does batu the Torah? If you answer Eishes Ach the Memele, no, so what is the tzad that it does batu the Torah? Shmuel, what is the tzad that it does batu the Torah? If it's Eishes Ach the Memele, no, so how, again, we're asking the Firab Kiveiger, it's a chorus. If it's a chorus, so let it to part of the Torah. What is the answer? Eishes Ach the Memele. No, so what is the tzad of the Gemara that it's could part of the Torah? We answered before the Eishes Ach. The Eishes Ach part of the Torah. That's what the answer is. No, this Eishes Ach. We're asking this Eishes Ach mit chorus. No, it's Eishes Ach the Memele. If it's called Eishes Ach the Memele, so Memele, what the Gemara has it said about part of the Torah? What is the answer? Don't say it's the same. What? No, so what is the suffix of the Gemara? No, so that's the pater. So what is the suffix? Does it go for the suffix if we say the Reb Chaim here or not? Kenza? I'm not saying that. Kenza? Well, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Does it the cash? And you can't say, I want to explain. So Yitzi is saying, does it go for the suffix of the Gemara? If it's called Eishes Ach the Memele, or it's called that it's Afkoi from the Parsha. You could have said like that. You could have answered like that. But we can't say that does it go for the suffix, then she would have to be Potter Michalitza. Because in the Tzad it's Afkoi Mamish, and she calls the Erve, she'll be Potter Michalitza. The Torah says we have to say that here it's Eishes Ach the Memele. We have to say that it's Eishes Ach the Memele. If we have to say that it's Eishes Ach the Memele, what is the suffix of the Gemara? So again, I want to mechada the shaila. The Welt fragt, some ask the kash from out the building. By them it was poshut that the chorus comes back. And the other ask the kash. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Aber Ravad, we build up that the chorus comes back. If the chorus comes back, we're asking a kash. Let that chorus to part of the Tzorah. The answer is that this chorus cannot part of the Tzorah. Why this chorus cannot part of the Tzorah? The reason that this chorus cannot part of the Tzorah is because it's Eishes Ach the Memele. What's the pshat? Mitzad Atzmi it was Roi. She said, it came out, Memele, it's called Eishes Ach the Memele. No, if it's Eishes Ach the Memele, so what is the suffix of the Gemara if this Eishes Ach could part of the Tzorah or not? You're telling me that it's Eishes Ach the Memele? Decide. If it's not Eishes Ach the Memele, so he says maybe does he go for the suffix of the Gemara if it's Eishes Ach the Memele or not? Kenza? Kenza? We said it's problems with the Chalitza. So we have to just one more Hesafida. One more Hesafida and then we have the Derech HaMelech. The Torah says, "Dos is Eishes Ach the Memele." This chorus cannot part to not the Tzorah, not the Chalitza. It's called Eishes Ach the Memele. Why the Gemara wanted that Eishes Ach will pater? The Pshat is as it. The Kal V'Chomer only gave a lav. Kal V'Chomer didn't give a chorus. Even the Rabbi Kiveiger, how he said it. The Kal V'Chomer pater the lav. While she's mufka from the parsha, the chorus comes back, right? But the Kal V'Chomer, we said, only could give a lav. B'mutol ha'nesro, The Rishonim explain she has a gather of a chai velavim. We explain after she's potter from the parsha, she's mufka from the parsha, the ishesach comes back. But the gather of the kal vachomer is that if the teire asked by the original, there is enough reason in the level of a kal vachomer not to be matter the ishesach. That the ritva called it stam alav ishesach, ishesach that is mufka from the parsha, but not a parsha from Kolos, but it's mufka from the parsha. This is the gather of the kal vachomer. This is the tzura we learn in the sugya. Again, the gather of the kal vachomer is a gather of a lav. Velch lav eishesach. Now, why not everything? Only a fazei vayder is a lav. So the ritva learns kapshuto more till it's potter. But the chorus oklam kiveheger. This is what later happens. The chorus is a double that happens b'meile. The suffering of the gemara was this kal vachomer that makes the eishesach out. This kal vachomer that makes the ishesach out, it's strong enough that it will be like a erve that ishesach to pattern the tzora or not. Thus is the suffix from the gemara. So I want to be masbir. Ariba shomarnu ze milas gemara. The gemara doesn't clear mi alimo hai isase mi alime hai ishesach to pattern the tzora or not. The ishesach is ishesach the memele. The Gemara declares, "Mi alime kal v'choymer lemiftar tzor anat." The kal v'choymer that is memayt from the parsha, vivayt is the kal v'choymer that it's out or it's not out. If it's out, that love has a koyach. If it's not out, it doesn't have a koyach. Mi olim kal v'choymer lemiftar tzor. I lo olim kal v'choymer lemiftar tzor. Does it a suffix from the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't clear this ishesach. We say ishesach to the male. We don't say ishesach. We're not clearing. And the matzav of the lady. What is the matzav of the isha? So the male, Rabbi Kiva Eger says the chorus is avadid in the male. The chorus is a teitzor. No one has a tzad of the kal v'choymer could give you a chorus. Kiveger says after Lashon Kiveger, after she's out, come to ring the ishesach as they have a lavi v'ese. This is the Lashon Kiveger. So the chorus is for sure ishesach the memele. The chorus is for sure ishesach the memele. The ishesach atzmo that is nismart from the parsha. This is the pshat. Hashem doesn't want yibum. The haynu. The ishesach doesn't want yibum. If the ishesach doesn't want yibum, the memele he can't do yibum. So again, the derech that we went today is al derech harishoinim. Al derech harishoinim. That avade are sugyas without tumoksim bokeharayas. Without tumoksim bokeharayas. A zaitik a kal vachoymer, a fresh kal vachoymer. And be'etzem we have a motne gemore that the gemore wants that this chay v'lavim will pater the tzoro. That the gemore tetesis wants that this kal vachoymer will pater from chalitza. Very shver. Chutz from that, we added a lot of kashas. And b'meila we said, Eishasach, better. Eishasach, that is mufka for the parsha in Bono Leikonu. And Rav Kiveger said, grade today is a chorus. Oh, but this is a grade. And that chorus for sure is not a part of the handle of the sugya. This is be'etzem, the tzursa de shmaisa. I want to ask you a shayla. This kasha Reb Aaron Kotler asked. We started with a kasha from Baron Kotler today. But it's interesting, a sugya without tumoksim bokeharayas, anaya sugya. Then Reb Aaron and the Shuklol, he asked everything what we asked today, also Reb Aaron asked. But this I'm not going, this not only Reb Aaron asked. Reb Aaron asked the kash, I'm asking you, la'ala aloha. Is it tzad in the Gemara that olim kal vachomer lemiftar tzora or not? Is it tzad that olim kal vachomer? I'm asking you, Shaila, is a Mishnah in Soito, that Soito sofek, tzorosa mityabemes. Right? Soita sofek, tzorosa mityabemes or not? Why? Why tzorosoito, tzorosa mityabemes? I'm asking you a shayla. Soita sofek, tzorosa mityabemes or not? Chaim. Soita sofek, tzorosa mityabemes or not? Why? If she's potur atzkal v'choymer, patur de tzor? Mefurshim mishne, that soita sofek, tzorosa mityabemes. If you say olim kal v'chaim olim miftar tzora, why soita sofek doesn't patter her tzora? She herself is potter as kal v'chaimah. We explained as a new parsha to Maksibo Karayas, or the Marbasa Sofek, or the Marbasa Vadai, and she has a aloha that she's also. And she's potu meyibum and gansi. And Taisu wanted to be potu mechalitza. And the shaila is why she doesn't patter. One pshat in Taisu, the other pshat is to Maksibo Karayas, a new parsha. She's also with Teras Vadai. Even if she didn't do it, it's also. Even if Bishmaya, she didn't do it, she's also. But Mele, why she doesn't patter the Tzora? Azei frek the Baron Kotler. It's a kushi atzuma. Mikoyach, again, I want you to think yourself. The first kasha and the last kasha, Reb Aaron said a geoynis alup shat in the whole suge. Again, the two kashas that you have to think about. For not gishmak, samod nesuge. First suge, second suge, no connection. Second of all, lemaise, soito sofek, why she doesn't patter her tzara.
I'm going to go back to the other.
Right, it's a cash at this.